From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An imprisoned Chinese dissident and Nobel laureate dies of cancer. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo died today at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death as controversial as his life. Liu, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital in Shenyang, China, where he'd been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. His final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and Beijing's refusal of a family request that he be transferred for treatment to the United States or Germany. Jean-Pierre Capistan, a political science professor at Hong Kong Baptist University.
Liu Xiaobo's contribution to China's democratization has been huge, in my view, because he's the first one who, in 2008, actually put together a charter, 2008. It's a charter which is asking for a peaceful and gradual transition towards democracy.
Liu's reputation as an outspoken dissident had deep roots. His promising career took a drastic turn in the spring of 1989 when he cut short a visiting scholarship at Columbia University in New York City and returned home to join student-led protests in Tiananmen Square. Liu was interviewed by reporters just a couple of years ago and spoke about the legacy. He said, in their heart, they know that June 4th is very important in Chinese contemporary history. It's not because it's been 19 years that people are going to forget about this incident. It's not that people have forgotten, but that authorities have been censoring the debate on this topic. If the Communist Party dared to open up public debate on this matter, I'm sure there will be an explosion of discussion on the Internet. Liu Xiaobo, dead at the age of 61 of cancer. This is VOA News. United States President Donald Trump being escorted by French President Emmanuel Macron at Les Invalides, the home to a military museum and Napoleon's tomb. And Mr. Trump is in France to take part in Bastille Day celebrations and commemorations of the entry 100 years ago of U.S. troops into World War I. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
This is Trump's third overseas trip and third to Europe since taking office in January. During his visit, Trump will take part in Bastille Day celebrations. Talks with Macron are expected to cover Syria and counterterrorism, areas where agreement is easy. White House officials say the more difficult issue of climate may also be on the table. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
President Trump is pushing back and says the White House is functioning perfectly after his eldest son disclosed how he met last year with a supposed Russian government lawyer who offered incriminating information about Hillary Clinton. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
The revelations in Donald Trump Jr.'s emails have put the Trump White House on the defensive and sparked concern from Democrats, including Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia.
Nothing is proven yet, but we're now beyond obstruction of justice in terms of what's being investigated. This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
Some Republicans also registered concern, including House Speaker Paul Ryan.
I supported Bob Mueller being appointed special counsel, and I think we need to let him and his team and our investigators here do their jobs.
Their furor over the Trump email revelations has once again put the White House on the defensive over possible links with Russia.
That's Jim Malone reporting from Washington. Russia has significantly increased its military activity in the skies around Western European NATO members. Now that according to a new report that warns the tactic could present a danger to civilian aircraft. NATO forces in Europe scrambled fighter jets to intercept approaching Russian aircraft close to 800 times last year. Now according to the London-based analyst group, the Henry Jackson Society, that's almost double the figure from 2014. The report calls for improved communication and clearer rules of engagement between Western European powers and Moscow. Four policemen were shot and killed Thursday in southwest Pakistan by a group of Islamic militants. A spokesman for the Baluchistan provincial government says the policemen were on routine patrol in the capital city of Quetta when the gunman intercepted their vehicle and sprayed it with bullets before fleeing the scene. The dead officers included Police Superintendent Mubarak Shah. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.